Arbornet.
CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, I do have a few announcements for the net. Saturday, the 22nd of February, we're going to have a net controllers training session from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It will be located at the Red Cross Building, 940 Grove Road in Greenville, South Carolina. Anyone can attend. You don't have to be a net controller. You don't even have to want to sign up to be a net controller. If you just want to attend and understand how it works, you can do that. But we would encourage you to sign up to be a net controller. It'd be good to know in advance how many people are going to attend. So if you could, look me up on QRZ. My call sign is good there. My email address is good. You can send me an email and let me know. Or you could call my cell phone. Just if you need my cell number, just let me know. I'll hand it out to you over there. No problem. What to bring? A handheld with DTMF capability. That means it has numbered buttons on the front of it, so you can press the buttons and send out DTMF tones while you've got the push-to-talk key down. We're going to be training on how to use the repeater in an automated mode, and the DTMF tones on a handheld radio would make that easier. You'll need a smartphone with internet access so that you can listen to your favorite nets, right? It could even be you if you're a net controller and you want to learn a new software package and you want to listen to your own nets and critique yourself and put in call signs and a new software package to you if you should choose to do that. Earbuds so that you can listen to the net and other people can be listening to different nets at the same time. And a laptop to take in those call signs, running Windows, preferably Windows 10, but not absolutely necessary. In addition, if time permits, there will be repeater controller training at the same class. So while people are practicing their nets after we've got their software loaded and we've get them up and running and get them practicing and asking questions when they have questions, we'll also go over the new repeater, the prototype, and how it works and how to remotely increase and decrease volume and squelch, how to increase and decrease squelch tail, how to toggle courtesy tones on and off, and methods of access, SSH and VNC. So that's the upcoming event, Saturday the 22nd, Net Controllers Training from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Red Cross Building, 940 Grove Road in Greenville. We also have a need for net controllers, right? One of the reasons we're doing this. So if you have thought about being a net controller, now might be the time to sign up. Get some training, sign up, and become a net controller. We have three different levels of activity that you can choose from. The first level is one night a month. That's not much commitment at all. One night a month. First Monday of every month. That's a slot that's open. The other levels are two to three nights a month. Instead of every single weeknight of a particular weekday, we have slots that are open for two nights a week or two nights a month or three nights a month, which isn't much of a commitment. And one other thing, my last announcement is that one of the things K4SUG Ray used to tell us all the time, and I'm going to remind you, is that should there not be a net controller one evening and the net comes up, and you're waiting for a controller, and the controller doesn't show up. Ever thought about what you would do at that point in time? The thing to know is that you can be a net controller. Yes, you don't have to be signed up on the slate. If you want to be a net controller, if there isn't a net controller that appears, you can pick up the net and start running the net yourself. All right, you've probably heard it enough times that you could probably play it. You could wing it and play it by ear. So any licensed amateur radio that's licensed to operate on the frequency can be a net controller should that event arise. We're doing our best to make sure that never happens, but there's a possibility that it could happen. And should that happen, you just know that you can be a net controller as well. You can pick it up and run the net as long as it takes until a net controller arrives or all the way to the end of the net, should you choose to do so. Does anyone need any fills on those three announcements? Okay, that's good. I either did really, really good or I just confused you. Hopefully I did really, really good and there are no questions. All right, tonight being Tuesday night, and the last of the three Tuesdays in the month or two Tuesdays in the month, we're going to begin with India through Lima. But before that, we have a list of Echolink users. We're going to allow the Echolink users the opportunity to check in first. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. This is Whiskey November 4 Victor, WN4V, John in Manatee County. Bradenton, Florida, Manatee County. I'm negative and negative. And good evening, Dave, WN4V.
Good evening, Dave, W4DJW in the net. Please check in KB0KBJ, Steve. Clear Lake, South Dakota. No traffic. I will be here for a comment.
Yeah, W4DJW, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango, Sierra, Jim. I'm in Chakotay, Oklahoma. Be negative and negative. Just listening.
Okay, that is a good start to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. Net control, like to recognize WN4V. That's John, Manatee County, Bradenton, Florida. Good to have you with us tonight, John. Hope you're having a fantastic week. KB0KBJ, that's Steve, who is back home in South Dakota after a long two-day travel from Greer to what was Castlewood. I think he's Watertown or somewhere near there right now. I don't have an update on that, but he did say that. But he's going to stick around for comments. So, Steve, I'll be back to you in a little bit for some rag chew. And KW4TS, and that is Jim, and he is in Chocolatey, Oklahoma. Don't know exactly where that is, Jim, but you be careful out there on the mobile. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. And tonight being Tuesday night, we're going to begin the RF section of the net with the stations whose first letter of the suffix that are called begins with letters India through Lima, I through L, and you'd like to check into the port. And you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW. Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James. Up here on the mountain, Tuxedo, North Carolina. Now I'll be negative and negative, 70 degrees for each one of you.
4DJW. Please check in Kilo 4, Kilo Alpha Echo. K4KAE, this is Alice. In Taylor's, I'll be negative and negative, 73 to everyone on the net.
For DJW, please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Mary. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out, if you would, please. Hope everyone has a good night.
7-3. Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, James. You're sounding good. And K4KAE, that's Miss Alice in Taylor's. Alice, you're sounding really good this evening, too. Appreciate you taking the time to be here. And KK4JBQ, that's Larry. He's bringing KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello, and thanks for taking the time to be here this evening. Any other stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like we got that group on the first pass. We'll go ahead and move on to the Mike through Papa group. Stations with the first letter of the suffix you call that begins with letters M through P. We'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Go W4DJW.
W4DJW. Dave, please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Killer Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative,
DJW. Please check in. K4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden. No traffic. No comment. Thank you, sir.
For DJW. Dave, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar India Mike. Walden Inman, I'll be negative, negative.
Good evening, Dave. I think I'm one group early, but I got a battery. It's not going to last it in. Please check in Whiskey 4, Foxtrot, Charlie Mike. I'll change the battery for tomorrow night. And my wife and I have a November 4, India, Echo India. India, Echo India. There we go. Ion. Negative, negative, and driver's rest. Thanks for understanding.
JW. Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo. W2. MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. We also check in my wife, Wendy. Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, SKN4HTP. We'll be negative and negative, but listen to the net. 7-3.
Okay, that was a good group of check-ins. The control like to recognize KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, who trades out with Rick. I like the way they do that. She calls it when her call comes up first. He calls it, he checks them in when his call comes up first on the list. That's pretty cool, Lorena. Tell Rick we said hello, and KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. KK4ONO, KK4DMW, and KM4MOQ. Lorena, Rick, and Michelle, appreciate you being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. And K4OSH, that's Pat and Malden. You ready to make a trip to the mountain, Pat? I think we're getting close. Appreciate you being here tonight. And K4OIM, that's Walt. He's an Inman. Now, Walt, you sounded really good tonight. Appreciate you being with us. And W4FCM, that's Fred. Bring with him in. For IEI, that's Miss Isla. You check in anytime you like, Fred. If your battery's about to go on the frisk, make sure you get checked in. That's more important than which group you check in. Appreciate you being with us tonight. And W2MJB, that's Mark, who calls the net on Sunday night. And he's bringing with him Miss Wendy, KN4HTP, who calls the net on Monday nights. Good to have you with us tonight, Mark. Tell Wendy we said hello. Appreciate you checking in this evening. Looking forward to seeing you guys on Saturday at the training session. Any other station, Mike through Papa, that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, that makes two groups in a row that we got them all in one pass. Let's see if we can do that on the third one. Quebec through Tango. If the first letter of the suffix your call begins with letters Q through T and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW, please check in Whiskey, Uniform 2, Tango, W2T, name is Rusty. I'm home and more about to turn into the driveway, so I'll be negative and negative tonight.
W. K4RHF, Kilo 4, Romeo Hotel, Foxtrot, and Taylor's. And I was going to travel a bit tonight, but the family wants me to go do something else with them, so I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks for hosting that. Tell everybody we said hi out there. K4RHF.
DJW, please check in. Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November, John in Inman.
For DJW. Kilo India 4, Tango Hotel Victor, KI4THV, Danny, Traveler's Rest, negative, negative.
And Taylor's.
Okay, there's another good group. The last check-in. You were doubled with, and the Traveler's Rest station beat you out, so I'm going to have to ask for you again. So if I don't listen up, if I don't give you a call, I need you to check in. I need you another time because you doubled with somebody in the other station one. Net Control, I'd like to recognize Rusty, WU2T, who is turning into the driveway. Good to have you with us tonight, Rusty. Glad you're back home safe. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. K4RHF, that's Bob, who's got to do something with the family this evening, so he can't hang around for Rag 2. So, Bob, put it down on your list. Get your little book out. Write it down on your list. Next time I'm calling Ned, I want you to hang around for the Rag 2 portion, okay? So you got to make up for that. KN4RJN, that's John, who is our future Friday night net controller. He's been taking notes and studying and practicing, and he's going to be your Friday night net controller here very, very soon. Good to have you with us tonight, John. Hope you're doing well. And my son, KI4THV, that's Danny. He's in Traveler's Rest. Good to have you with us tonight, Danny. You won out of the double. hands down, you're 100% quiet and full signal strength. Good to have you with us tonight, Danny. Appreciate you being here. And that other station that doubled with Danny, if you want to go ahead and check in again, please.
DJW, this is Kilo Echo 6, Tango Charlie Golf, Harry and Taylor's.
Okay, you had a really good signal, Harry. It's just Danny's a lot closer to the repeater than you are. That control I'd like to recognize. KE6TCG, that's Harry and Taylor's. Good to have you with us tonight, Harry. Appreciate your patience with us and getting you checked in. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we got that group in two passes. Not too bad. We're going to go ahead now and move on to the Uniform through Zulu group. Stations with the first letter, the suffix of their call that begins with letters U through Z, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
In the net, please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. Shane, mobile, on 85 North, no traffic, no table.
Yankee Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County, I'll be negative and negative.
JW. And out, Kilo November 4, Uniform Romeo Foxtrot, that's KN4URF. Name's Aaron, I'm in Marietta, South Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative.
4DJW. Please check in, Whiskey 1, Romeo, Alpha Romeo. Rich in Simpsonville, I'll be negative and negative. Have a good night.
For Whiskey, KC4W, Bill and Anderson. Good evening to Dave and all on the net. No traffic, no roundtable. Thank you, sir.
Okay, there's another good group. Net control like to recognize N4ZLK. That's Shane. He is northbound on 85. Be careful out there, Shane. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. And have a good trip tonight. K4XB, that's Tommy in Southern Greenville County. You sounding good tonight, Tommy. Appreciate you being here. KN4URF, that's Aaron in Marietta. Sounding good from Marietta tonight, Aaron. Appreciate you being here. W1RAR, Rich. He is in Simpsonville. And Rich, that radio sounds really good. You're very clear on it. That's a nice radio. Appreciate you being with us this evening. And KC4W, that's Bill. He's in Anderson. Sounding good, Bill. Appreciate you taking the time to be here. Any other stations, Uniform through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, moving right along to the Alpha through Delta group. Stations with the first letter of the suffix of their call that begins with letters A through D, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DW. Please check in November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie. Jerry and Anderson. No traffic, no comments tonight. Good evening to everyone on the net.
DJW. November 4, Delta, India, Zulu. Joe and Traveler's Rest. Good evening, Dave and the net. I am negative and negative. Good evening.
DJW. Dave, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my sweet little bride, Joy. We are at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Amy and all on the net.
JW, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Edmond. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks.
Okay, now control, I'd like to recognize N4DJC. That's Jerry. Sounding good from Anderson tonight, Jerry. Appreciate you being with us this evening. N4DIC, that's not too far apart, those two calls. That's Joel and Travis Rest. Sounding good tonight, Joel. Appreciate you being with us. KI4DOS, that's Gary. He's bringing with him. K3JOY, that's Miss Joy. There in Easley. You're sounding good tonight, Gary. Tell Joy we said hello. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And KO4AOW, that's David and Inman. Sounding good, David. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we're going to proceed on to the patient group, the Echo through Hotel group. If the first letter of the suffix of your call begins with letters E through H, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. November 4, Hotel Charlie, Warren and Taylor's. Good evening, Dave, everyone on the net. I'll be negative and negative.
This is Dan, WB4FEE, over at Northern Simpsonville. And Dave, check me in. I'll try to be around for some cheer.
JW, Dave and the net, please check in Whiskey 4, Echo, Echo, Yankee, W4EEY, Gary, mobile in Northern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative, 73.
Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
Okay, there's another good group. Net Control, like to recognize N4HHC. That's Warren and Taylor's. Good to have you with us tonight, Warren. You're sounding good. Appreciate you being here. And WB4FEE. That's Dan, who is in Simpsonville. So you're sticking around for comments. We'll be back to you in a little bit, Dan. And by the way, Steve and I were playing around with this Net Control software over the weekend, and we came across your call sign, and I used to put the call signs in memory as you checked in your voice. If you want to hear yourself checking in 10 years ago on the net, what your voice sounded like, let me know. And when we ragged you, I'll play it back and you can hear it. I think you'll like that. It is a little bit different. Net Control, like to recognize W4EEY. That's Gary. He is mobile in Northern Greenville County. Be careful on the mobile there, Gary. Appreciate all that you do for bringing all of these new AO calls and our KO calls and KN calls and KM calls to the community. Appreciate all that hard work. That's a lot of work, Gary, and it's very much appreciated. And W4FHJ, that's Gene and Taylor's. Good to have you with tonight, Gene. Wondering if you've got a status report on getting people back to going over to the Little Rebel on Friday evenings, I think it was.
FHJ, I'm still talking with Mike, what's his name, about that.
Okay, that's good. Just don't want to let you forget it. Anyway, appreciate you being with us tonight, Gene. Looking forward to your update when that happens. Appreciate you being here. Be careful. Any other stations, let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
This I'm your whale. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for calling that, Dave. And good evening to you and Miss Amy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comments.
Okay, Net Control, like to recognize W4IOE. That's Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Miss Amy had to make an unexpected trip to Raleigh, North Carolina. Her sister had a heart attack yesterday, and she's still sedated, so she hadn't talked to her yet. Anyway, she's gone, so I'm taking care of the animals for a couple of days while she's away taking care of her sister. But appreciate you throwing that out there. And by the way, Sid calls the 14664 net every Sunday at 8 p.m., 14664, with a tone of 91.5, I think it is. Sid can correct me if I'm wrong. But anyway, be sure and check in with him Sunday nights at 8 o'clock on 14664. I'm sure he'd appreciate that. Sid, did I get that tone wrong?
0.5, you got it right. QSL,
QSL, Sid. Sometimes I get my tongue wrapped around my teeth and I can't see what I'm saying. Sometimes I don't even know what what it is. But anyway, appreciate you keeping me straight on that, Sid. You have a good evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Please check in Whiskey 4, Juliet Romeo Kilo. This is John up at Parrot Mountain. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thank you for hosting the net, and
7371. Whiskey 4, Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. My name is Rod, and we're in the land of Oz. We're negative and negative, kitty.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KE4JRK. That's John, sounding good from Paris Mountain tonight, John. Appreciate you taking the time to be here. And the mayor of Oz, W4WOC, that's Rod, in Wasville. Good to have you tonight, Rod. You sounded good. I haven't heard you in a while. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Hanau, Whiskey 4, India, Yankee, India. Robert, Rock Hill.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize W4IYI. That's Robert, all the way from Rock Hill, folks. Rock Hill's a long way away. That's getting up there toward Charlotte area. Good to have you with us tonight, Robert. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. Hope you're having a fantastic week. One last call before we shut down the formal portion of the net, all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the RAG2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG2s. And the first one on the stump this evening is a tired driver who has been driving for 2 days straight going from Greer, South Carolina to, what's the name of the new town? It's not Castlewood anymore. KB0KBJ called W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJWNet, KB0KBJ, Clear Lake, 20 miles east of Castlewood. Yeah, it's not such a clear lake. It used to be. Yeah, so here I am, 1,362 miles or so from your place. 20 and a half hours drive time. Well, that includes stopping for gas. So, I think it worked out to about a 67-mile-an-hour average. And that's pretty much doing 70-plus the whole way. To get that average. Good roads the whole way. So that was nice not to have to deal with precipitation or anything, really. Last night, going through St. Louis, it did kind of have some misty drizzle, and the semis were kicking it up off the road. I went through at 7, so I didn't deal with rush hour traffic, but like I did last time, that was nasty. But nevertheless, that van, I guess they waxed the windows, you know, good quality wax. Well, really the wax doesn't do anything but make the water smear around on the windows. Can't really clean it off, so that was a little sketchy for a while. That wasn't much fun. Driving with smeary windows, basically. Wasn't enough rain to really... Yeah, anyhow, that's what it was like. So, stopped in Kingdom City, Missouri, and about 9 o'clock, and I suppose I probably spent about, 12 hours there, you know, overnight. So, yeah, hammered down this morning. Boy, once you get north of Kansas City, though, easy peasy driving relatively to everything else the whole way. Just put the cruise on, sit back, and relax. 8 hours later, I'm home, you know. That's about how long it takes to get from Kansas City to my place here. I guess... I got to Kansas City at 11, so I must have, yeah, about 7 hours this time. Got home at 6. So, 7 hours from Kansas City north. That's an easy drive. So I'm really not that tired. I was more tired and trashed last night after dealing with curves and hills and traffic and smeary windows than I am today there, over.
Well, Steve, we're happy you made it home safely. 67-mile-an-hour average for 1,300-plus miles. It'd be interesting to know what Jim, KW4TS, and Shane, N4ZLK, it'd be interesting to compare your 67-mile-an-hour average over 1,300 miles to what their average is. I imagine they know what their average is, but it'd be pretty cool to do that. I didn't think when I... texted you that it might be a good idea to let everybody know that you got home safely, that you might be really tired. And it sounds like I heard a yawn in there. You getting tired, Steve?
Yeah, I'm tired, but not like achy, eyeball sore, you know, walk around with a crick in my back tired. Just normal. I guess relaxed tired. Yeah, you know, I had about a 68-mile-an-hour average going. I had reset that thing east side of Knoxville And it was about a 68 mile an hour average, which is not bad considering going through Knoxville. Until I got to somewhere near Cookeville or Clarkville or some town like that, halfway to Nashville. And then it went down the drain. I got stuck in this traffic jam. That was about the sketchiest part of the whole trip, sketchiest incident. Where I didn't get stuck in the traffic jam. I mean, everyone did. It said right-hand lane closed ahead, and somebody didn't see the sign, and they went shooting on by me. I was talking on the phone to my wife, and I said, well, I got to go, and I hung up, and 30 seconds later, I noticed the traffic ahead of me in the left lane was all backed up, and cars were pointing crooked different directions. So I swung it in the right-hand lane while slowing down and shot by them, and they were still trying to figure out who had bumped into who, I believe. Somebody, like I said, didn't see the sign, and all of a sudden there's the traffic stopped on the interstate. But then that was a 20-minute long backup while we crept across a one-lane bridge that was under construction. And that dropped my average down from 68 or so. And it took it to get till north of Kansas City to get back up to 67. So, yeah, one 20-minute delay, and it took me like all day to get that average back up. I don't know if it would have got up to 68, back to 68, because I reset it when at 67 there, north of Kansas City or Omaha or somewhere, I think it was. Then when I hit South Dakota, I put the hammer down and kept it at about 83, I guess. Since the speed limit here in South Dakota is 83, I kept it at 80. I kept it about 83 and just guzzled the gas and burned north and made it home quick.
Well, I guess open land and flat and not a lot of traffic, I guess 80 is safe enough. When you're when there's not a lot of traffic and it's open roads and it's not hilly and all flat and all kind of stuff, but 80 still sounds like a lot for a truck like that. But I'm glad you got home safe. Those were some good pictures you took of the sun going down and then the whiteout after the sun went down. Appreciate you sending those to me. KB0KBJ W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2 meter net.
Yeah, W4DJW net KB0KBJ. Yeah, I wanted to dare to send you any pictures last night while driving 55 through St. Louis, simply because of the curves, conditions, and traffic, you know. But today, yeah, 80 mile an hour is a straight, clear road, little to no traffic. Yeah, no problem, you know. You want me to crawl in the back and grab some Oreos up there on the shelf? I'll just steer with my foot. But, yeah, it makes a difference, you know. It's like if you can go, you know, give it a choice. If you can go 140 mile an hour in a, you know, Corvette, 140 mile an hour in a 1976 Nova with bad shocks and brakes on a curvy road, or a Corvette on a straight road, I'd rather take the straight one. You know, it's a little safer. More exciting with the other one, though. How about, like, on a gravel curvy road through the woods? Yeah, there we go. Gravel curvy road through the woods, which is kind of what I did. What's that, 60 mile an hour with an old beater Impala? Or 160 mile an hour with a sledgehammer Corvette. I've been in both cases. I'd rather take the sledgehammer Corvette than the 60 mile an hour through the brush, you know?
Well, Steve, I don't think I've done any of that. I had a friend that liked to do that in the gravel, spin around, not go that fast, but he'd get going kind of fast, and then he'd spin it around in circles. I never really wanted to do that. That chips up the paint too bad. But I did ride down to Myrtle Beach several times on a crotch rocket, laying on my back with my feet up on the handlebars, steering with my by just leaning left and right. I would never do that now. That's crazy. I would never lay on my back on a crotch rocket with my feet up on the handlebars and my helmet and my head and my helmet just tilted up so that I could see which way the road was and just lean left or lean right. Had a piece of paper stuffed down in the in between the handle grip and the handlebars to hold the speed constant. And that worked really good, but that was crazy. What we do when we're young and wonder how we lived past it, huh?
Yeah, true. I used to, you know, long before they talked about texting and driving, I didn't need a phone to be a danger, you know. I just brought my book. I just propped that up on the dash. There. You know. When I finally did get a phone, I used to chat, not just text, but chat, you know, where you got to keep a running conversation quick. Yeah, I'd do that while driving a motorbike. I did that and stood up on the seat of a motorbike and, you know, until it slowed down. Yeah, makes life interesting. Keeps exciting, you know. I guess if you're bored, you must have been bored. That's the deal. Bored. Anyhow, yeah, I had a good trip. It was good to be back. I think all total since I hopped in that van, I put on some 22 to 300 miles. You know, yeah, I think it is about that. Yeah, about 2,300 miles I put on in 7-8 days. So, what did you say you put on your car in a year? 3,000 or a couple years or something? I put on in just over a week. Anyhow, that was nice to not have to run. And you know, the interesting about the temperature, how you said it'd get colder and colder and colder. I woke up in Missouri this morning. It was 31-ish. I got up to Sioux City, which is the very southeastern part of South Dakota. It's 37 and clear, sunny skies, clear ground, no snow. As you've seen, I did see actually some snow drift somewhere on a bank near Columbia, Missouri. That was as far south as I've seen snow. And then a little bit north of Omaha also. But it wasn't until I started just south of Sioux Falls, I started seeing snow on a steady basis out in the level, out in the, you know, on the flat, not just build up. And then, of course, got home here. Everything's covered. Snowbanks everywhere, up to the top of my garage doors, you know. So, it hasn't snowed any since I left, but they haven't shrunk any. All right, back to you, Dave. We'll see what Dan's got to say. I'm looking forward to hearing him now and 10 years ago. You have a good one. W4DJW tonight, KB0KBJ.
Okay, Steve. Well, that question you had about miles on my car. I'm making up for lost time. I was putting 1,000 miles a week when I was going back and forth to Charlotte for 10 years, and then when I changed jobs, it went down to the car doesn't even leave the garage all week long. So it took 3 years to put 10,000 miles on it. So yeah, you put double in 7 days what I put on my car in 3 years now. But I'm making up for lost time, or having to fill up the gas tank every third day for 10 years. So what comes around goes around. Anyway, good talking to you. Glad you made it home safe. And yeah, I'm curious to see what Dan says about his 10-year younger voice when he hears it. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we may have received all the check-ins because we're well into second shift on the first pass. Next one up on the stump this evening is WB4FEE. That's Dan, call W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Good evening, W4DJW. Dave, this is Dan, WB4FEE. Over in northern Simpsonville. And it's good to talk to you. And I was enjoying hearing the man there talk about his little drive. His drive makes mine look like peanuts around here. But yeah, we drove in this mess today all around here, moving these cars around. Probably about 300 miles, I guess. And in this mess, you know, when it gets as bad, most of our running is done on 85 right here between Gaffney and Anderson. And that's what we call Suicide Alley, if you know what I mean there, over.
Yeah, I do. And there's also a suicide lane in Suicide Alley, right? I've heard that expression as well.
Yeah, you got that. And but I tell you right now, you can count on about at least 5 wrecks a day in that stretch, if not more. There over.
That's something my dad used to do after his retirement. After they finished touring the United States, he used to do a bunch of driving like that. And that's an area that he used to drive in from time to time, and that's what he would tell me about that. So, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's some rough driving there sometimes. And when the weather's pretty and it's not shift change time for all these plants all around here, it's not quite so bad. It doesn't get jammed up too bad, but you got a lot of people riding along on their cell phones, a lot of people texting, we see them, a lot of people driving along with a book or a newspaper up on the steering wheel reading. I don't understand people like this. And then they wonder why insurance rates are so high and statistics are so high in the state of South Carolina.
And as more and more people get on the roads and they're more and more crowded, it makes it worse and worse and worse. I think many, many years ago, it was bad, but I don't think it was near as bad as it is now. I know that a lot of the states have passed laws that if you get caught texting and driving, that's you're going to get in trouble. My wife likes to watch that show, Live PD, and they showed a guy, a cop, riding right next to a person that was texting and driving like 6 times. he's like, this is unreal. Here's a police car riding right beside you. It's illegal in that state, and you're texting, and you don't even know there's a cop beside you. That's pretty bad.
Man, that's the way it works. But that's how involved people get with these things. And you know good well, if they're that involved and don't even know the cop's sitting right there beside them, they don't have a clue what else is around them either, Darryl.
And that's what leads to accidents, exactly. Really bad accidents. Well, you want to hear yourself from 10 years ago, Dan?
I'd love to hear that.
Is there a check-in there?
Check in. This is Kilo Echo 6 Tango Charlie Golf. I just wanted to make a comment about texting and driving, if you've got a moment.
Okay, go ahead.
As some of you know, I moved here from California a short time ago. Texting is nothing to what I saw on the freeway going to and from work in California. A guy with a telephone held up to his ear with his shoulder while he was writing in a notepad driving down the freeway.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. That is pretty bad. Well, when they get caught and they get fined enough and enough people get fined and they make the fines high enough, eventually that might curb that. Okay, appreciate that comment. Dan, here you are. I don't know if you can hear it or not. I might have to turn the speakers up. Let me know if you can hear it. I'm going to play it now.
WB4 Fox Echo Echo. WB4 Fox Echo Echo.
Could you hear that, Dan? That was 10 years ago, approximately 10 years ago. That's when I built this software, and that's one of its capabilities it had, was so that I could learn who was who. If I came across a call and I didn't recognize it, I could punch that button and hear their voice over and over again, and that would get it ingrained in my head. But I thought you'd find that interesting 10 years later.
Hi, Roger that, Dave. W4DJW, this is WB4FEE, and that's interesting how you can do that, and that would help a great deal, trying to learn voices and call signs and all. When I was doing the net for the Good Morning Net there a while, it was a problem sometimes to get zeroed in on everybody, but it finally comes to you after a little while, and and going back to this telephone work, you're in Georgia now, it's against the law. You get fined down there for having a phone even in your hand, laying in the seat beside you or anything else. You can't have that telephone You better be in the holster if you got a prop part or in the dash or somewhere, but they better not be able to see it when they're around it.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. Georgia is usually kind of a leader on that kind of a thing. They keep some pretty tight reins on what goes on in their state. I remember my dad saying, when you go down to Georgia, you mind your P's and Q's, because they are on the lookout. They'll catch anything you do wrong.
Exactly right. And I know one time we was headed to, to Jacksonville. And as we come across the Savannah River down there on 95 going into Georgia there, we got down to the exit, I think about the second exit. And I've never seen so many police cars and highway patrol cars in my life. I didn't know Georgia had that many cops. But they were pulling over anything and everything. And this was traffic violations, really, for speeding. Unsafe trucks or cars, whatever. And they were getting cars, they were getting tractor trailers, they were getting campers. I mean, they was hitting everything coming and going there over.
Was that kind of like those, I forget what they call them, but South Carolina has these events where they all descend on a town from many, many different towns, and they enforce the speed limit. They make believers out of people, right? If it's starting to loosen up a little bit and people are speeding a lot, they go, well, what's the name of that? Have you heard of that?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Sheriff Wright over here in Spartanburg heads that up a lot of times around here, and they look for the drug dealers, the drug cars and all on 85 and all in the different places. I know the boys do it down around Walterboro on 95. And they all pull together and try to put the quash on this, and I think it's a good thing because they're real active down there about pulling people over for what they call aggressive driving. Now, aggressive driving can be anything from speeding. It can be cutting in and out of traffic. It can be a cell phone. It can be just about anything they want it to be over.
Go ahead, Robert.
Yeah, I know about 5 or 6 months ago when I was coming back from Florida, one night, these road construction workers was working on the road, and this 18-wheeler, I guess it was on the phone or something that was occupying his mind. So he wasn't looking at people working on the road, and so he ran over one. Now, that's one reason why they're tightening down on drivers now, because of that, for one.
Well, Robert, those guys live it and breathe it and see it day in and day out, and I don't know if you've ever watched that, and I think it's a good thing that they're putting that kind of reality TV on the TV, showing what they have to deal with day in and day out. The patience that those guys have is just unreal. My wife says all the time, I would never have that kind of patience. I'd go out there and wring that guy's neck, right? And they don't do that. They can be chasing somebody down, chasing down a bad guy, and then when they get him, if he's hurt, they tend to his wounds. That takes some discipline. So, yeah, they live it and breathe it every single day. It'll change your perspective if you watch what they go through every single day. Back to you, Dan, W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
I know exactly what she's talking about. And we watch that live TV on there some, too. And I told my wife, I said, you know, I could probably do this job up to a certain point. I said, but the first time some of these people turn around and spit on me, I'm sorry, but that stick's gonna get loose on their head there.
And that's the remarkable restraint that they show, right? That's when somebody's acting like that, they can be tackling that person 1 minute and taking care of their wounds the next. It's just remarkable. I can see how a long time ago, before they had the training that they have, why they would have done the things they did before they got the training. But now that they have the training, they have the discipline, they know how to handle the situation. They're true professionals.
Well, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. And my hat's off to them, because that's something I couldn't do. I don't think I could. I generally have a pretty calm temperament up to a point, and then it goes off, and it's short and sweet. Over.
I think we can all be victims of that at some point in time. Because of what the buildup was before that, but they just show remarkable constraint. What else you got for us this evening, Dan?
About do it, and I'll let somebody else get on and let you get on with the net here, and enjoy talking with you and the other fellas that checked in, too. And it's always good to carry on a conversation with you once in a while there, and tell old Steve hello when you talk to him. And you take care, Dave. We'll talk to you again soon. So W4DJW in the net. This is WB4 Fox. Echo, echo, clear.
Well, Dan, we appreciate you hanging out for the rag chew portion of the net. Stretches it out a little bit. Lets people get comfortable with doing that more and more. It's a good thing, right, to get people used to it and get people comfortable with hanging around for the rag chew portion of the net. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
This is Oscar Tango Whiskey, James and Hamilton, with no traffic. Good evening to you.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KD4OTW. That's James and Anderson. James, I haven't heard you in a month of Sundays. It is good to hear you on the radio, James. You doing okay?
Fine. I kind of had my radio, kind of had to hurt it a little bit. Kind of fine. It's been gone for about 2 months. I'm glad it got me to play. Got my VX6 Yates, so.
Well, it's got a little bit of white noise in there, but you're 100% readable. I can understand everything you're saying, but it is really good to hear you back on the air. Glad to have you back. You going to be around for a while?
If my battery's kind of getting low on me also, if I'm going to save it, I'm going to run it down. I got AM FM radio on this phone. About 6 different stations on it.
Okay, well, we won't run your battery down, but it is good to hear you back on the air, James. We do appreciate you checking into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. You are making it in, but conserve those batteries. I appreciate you being here. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, it sounds like we have got them all. Be sure and come back tomorrow night, where KI4DOS Gary will be calling the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tomorrow night, and he will be having the swap net. So everybody likes the swap net. let's see. Have I missed anyone for comments, or have I missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW.
DJW4FHJ.
Go ahead, Gene.
Sounds like the... I missed his name, but talking a while ago, going down to Florida near Savannah. Sounds like a place down there called Louisville. And it got so bad about them stopping everybody and fining them until years ago, Lester Maddox put up a big sign right at the edge of that city warning people of the speed trap down there. I thought that was pretty good. Over.
Well, you know, it used to be that way over in, where is it, Lyman, Welford area? I know it's that way, but I was looking it up the other day because I heard somebody on here talking about quotas for police officers for tickets. And a lot of the states have made it illegal for them to have quotas, to put quotas on tickets for police officers. And Nikki Haley signed that into law in South Carolina in 2017 that they can't have quotas. Now, there can be other motivating factors, but anyway, they can't have those anymore. And when she did that, I believe that's when we didn't have that problem. When you go through the Lyman-Wilford area on Wade Hampton, it used to be I'd go through that road every single day. I'd put it right on the speed limit, not a single mile an hour over, because they were known for pulling you over for 1 mile an hour over the speed limit. I'd put it right there, and every time I went through there, on the way to work and on the way home, there'd be blue lights with a car on the side of the road, either going or coming. But I believe Nikki Haley squashed that in South Carolina.
Yeah, it might be illegal to have the quotas, but I bet they get around that anyway and still go after as many as they can. I don't know. Maybe that's not the case. Somebody a while ago mentioned something about California, a little experience I had in California. I lived in San Francisco, and I worked over way on the other side of Oakland, running heavy equipment. So I would drive over and back every day, and I went across the San Francisco Oakland Bay Bridge. And it's a two-decker bridge. And I didn't know any better. I took the lower level, but that was reserved for trucks. So at the other end, I was pulled over. And I was just a kid, you know. Well, I might have been 17. I don't know. Anyway, I was old enough. I had a driver's license. And anyway, I didn't get a ticket, though. He looked at my tag and said, "Well, you're from Georgia. I know you didn't know any better. Just go ahead." But I never pulled that trick again.